Some news now from the world of sports. We'll start in Major League Baseball. And the Baltimore Orioles were livid during and after their 4-2 loss to the Boston Red Sox at Fenway Park last night. But this time, their anger was not directed at their opponents, but at the home plate umpire who ejected their starting pitcher from the game. Crew chief Sam Hulbrook tossed Baltimore's Kevin Gausman in the second inning when he plunked Xander Bogaerts on the back of the leg with a curveball. And the Orioles went immediately and understandably apoplectic. Catcher Caleb Joseph spiked his mask on home plate after his pitcher got the heave-ho. Manager Buck Showalter bolted from the dugout to express his displeasure with words, as Paul Simon would say, I never heard in the Bible. The Orioles' argument is that if Gausman, who throws a fastball in the high 90s, had really wanted to hurt or send a message to Bogaerts, he would have thrown one of those heaters at the Red Sox shortstop and wouldn't bother with a yacker that was clocked at just 77 miles an hour. But there is baggage here stemming all the way back to the series at Camden Yards where this feud all started when Manny Machado injured Dustin Pedroia with a spikes up slide into second base. And before last night's game, Major League Baseball had a conference call with the Red Sox and Orioles head honchos, telling both clubs that the tit-for-tat throwing at batters on both sides that has occurred since then has just got to stop. Hulbrook referenced that call in backing up his decision to toss Gausman. In any event, Josh Rutledge drove in two runs with a single for Boston in a three-run fourth inning. Rutledge himself was a late insert into the game after third baseman Marco Hernandez left with a shoulder injury. Drew Pomeranz picked up the win for Boston, getting out of a bases-loaded jam in the first with no damage, and he gave up just two runs on five hits over five and a third innings. The Red Sox bullpen blanked the O's the rest of the way. They have been very good. Craig Kimbrell notched his 10th save of the year. Now, Kyle Kendrick will make his first start for Boston tonight in Game 4 of this series due to the injury to Stephen Wright. And no matter who wins tonight, the Orioles will not let the door hit them on their backsides on the way out of Boston. These two clubs right now do not like each other one little bit. With the Orioles' loss, the New York Yankees now have first place in the division all to themselves after an 8-6 comeback win against the hapless Toronto Blue Jays at the stadium last night. Now, to be fair to the Jays, no one really knows how to pump the brakes on the Yankees' mammoth rookie sensation Aaron Judge, who homered again last night to help bring the Yankees back from a 4-0 early deficit. Judge now leads the major leagues with 13 home runs on the year. Didi Gregorius had the go-ahead hit in the seventh inning as a pinch hitter, getting a bit lucky when his comebacker to the mound, which could have been an inning-ending double play, clanked off the glove of reliever Joe Biagini. The Yankees are now 11-0 in games in which Judge has hit a round tripper. The New York Mets are still contemplating how they will move forward with their best pitcher out indefinitely with a partial muscle tear in his lat, but when you pound out 20 hits, what happens on the mound really doesn't matter that much. And that was the case last night as the Mets clubbed the Atlanta Braves around in a 16-5 laugher in Atlanta. Jose Arraez matched a career high with 5 runs batted in for the Mets. In the NHL playoffs, the Pittsburgh Penguins don't know when or if their superstar Sidney Crosby will return after suffering a concussion in Game 3 from a cross-check to the face by the Washington Capitals' Matt Niskanen. But they do know that the best way to retaliate is to knock the reigning President's Trophy winners out of the tournament. And after a 3-2 win in Pittsburgh last night, they are just one victory away from accomplishing that goal. Veteran goalie Marc-Andre Fleury has been terrific for Pittsburgh in this series. He stopped 36 shots last night. Washington has outshot Pittsburgh by a huge margin in this series, but it's not how many you put on goal, it's just how many go in. Justin Schultz had the game winner for the Penguins midway through the second period, and you've got to be lucky as well as good, and the Pens were, when one of their goals was scored on a centering pass that glanced in off the skate of Capitals defenseman Dmitry Orlov. One more loss and the Capitals will once again be facing a long Stanley Cupless offseason, wondering what could have been if they falter in the playoffs following another successful regular season campaign, which really means nothing. Game 5 is in Washington on Saturday night. Again, the Capitals are facing elimination. Out west, the Anaheim Ducks and the Edmonton Oilers are now tied at 2 games apiece after a 4-3 overtime win for the Ducks last night. The lamplighter in OT was scored by Jacob Silverberg. NBA playoffs, the Cleveland Cavaliers are up 2-0 over the Toronto Raptors after a 125-103 blowout last night. And while the San Antonio Spurs did tie up their series against the Houston Rockets at a game apiece with a 121-96 win, they got some bad news, losing guard Tony Parker to a leg injury, and it appears serious. He had to be carried off the court last night. It's the quarterfinals of playoff action in college women's lacrosse, and the Norwich Cadets were eliminated yesterday in a 17-6 loss to St. Joseph's. In the men's playoffs of the NAC semifinals, Castleton knocked out Linden 17-5. Jason Sedell had 6 goals to lead the Spartans, who move on to the championship game to face a familiar foe in New England College. Those two squads have met for the title game now in men's college lacrosse in 6 consecutive years.